Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
You know, we've all been in that spot where it's time to get somebody a gift, but you have no idea what to freaking get. Maybe it's for that special woman in your life. Maybe it's for a parent, family member, loved one, child, somebody at work. You need to buy a gift. You don't know what to get. That means you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to buy. Well, here is your solution. Giftingmap.com. It's the map to good gifting. Get curated collection of great gifts all at giftingmap.com. Gifts for guys, gift for girls, gift for any occasions. Giftingmap.com. Last week, the Panthers played the Eagles, and before the game, Eric Reed had some choice words from Malcolm Jenkins. Called him a sellout in reaction to the league and the players' coalition and what they are supposedly trying to put together for their, I guess, their compromise of what to do for minority communities and, of course, how to end the protests the owners don't want. Well, after the Panthers put the beat down on the Ravens this week in the postgame, Eric Reed opened up and absolutely lowered the boom on Malcolm Jenkins and several NFL owners when asked about his confrontation with Malcolm Jenkins. And here is Eric Reed talking about the famous meetings that happened in the offseason that were supposed to be between the owners and the Players Coalition. And this was supposed to be about what the league could do for, you know, the minority communities, the African-American communities. It was not supposed to be a buyout of the protest. But it sounds like that's kind of what it became.
Yeah, I remember that that players-owners meeting in New York City. So we were brought in under the premise that the NFL wanted to use their resources to help the black community. We established within the first 5 minutes of that meeting that we weren't there to negotiate an end to the protest. After about an hour and a half of talking, Bob McNair says, "I think the elephant in the room is this protesting." Terry Pegula follows up with, "Yeah, I've already lost two sponsors from my hockey team. We need to put a Band-Aid on this, and we need a black figurehead to do it." What's the Eagles owner's name?
Lurie.
Lurie says, "We can do more for the black community than you can ever imagine with our resources." Bob McNair then says, "Yeah, just make sure you tell your comrades to stop that protesting business." So we leave that meeting. We reestablish internally, the people that are involved with the Players Coalition, that we weren't negotiating and into the protest. The NFL said they wanted to use its resources to help the black community, so I was fine with giving my opinion on how they could do that. That changed the last week of November when Malcolm called me on the phone and asked if the NFL made a donation to the Players Coalition, would that be enough for me to stop protesting? He said that they were willing to do $5 million. And I told him, no, we've already established for two times prior to this that we weren't negotiating and into the protest. He then asked me, well, how much would it take? So I ended that conversation. I reported back to the other players what he said to me. And at that point, we removed ourselves from the Player Coalition. That weekend, Malcolm stopped protesting. He said that it was time for everybody to stop protesting. He didn't protest the rest of the year. The following May, the NFL and the Players Coalition finalized and announced their deal. And within 24 hours of that, the NFL changed the policy on the national anthem, requiring everybody to stand. So those series of events are not a coincidence. The NFL used him to change the anthem policy to force it into the process to satisfy its sponsors, like Terry Pakula mentioned, and probably also to satisfy the President of the United States. We spent weeks on the phone talking about this deal and saying that it wasn't an end to the process. And he made the decision on his own to move forward and essentially allow the NFL to hide behind his black face, as Terry Pegula said, to make a change to the anthem policy to force us to stand.
That is absolutely damning of Malcolm Jenkins. It is damning of the players remaining in the coalition that they sold out. They allowed NFL owners to buy off their protest, and now we know why so many players have stopped protesting. Because Malcolm Jenkins, as the leader of that players' coalition, has basically told his rank and file, don't protest anymore, and the NFL give us money. And not surprising, the owner running his mouth the most about how the protest has to stop no matter what was Texans owner Bob McNair.
That's so embarrassing that he's the one behind this.
It is. It's, you know, it's very hard to process Bob McNair, because Bob McNair is a magnanimous man in the city of Houston, well-respected, practically beloved in the city of Houston for everything he has done for this city, all the charitable events that he holds, the charity that he runs, bringing football back to Houston. Yet, over the last several years, he's really outed himself as somebody who has a lot of problems with people of different races. One race greatly in particular. And we had heard Dwayne Brown speak about some of the things that Bob McNair said, particularly after President Obama was elected. And Bob McNair, the protest has to stop. Terry Pegula, oh, my hockey team lost sponsors. Terry, it's the NFL. Nobody gives a damn about your stupid hockey team. The Sabres suck anyway. I lost two sponsors on my hockey team. So we're talking about the NFL and NFL protests, and you're saying you lost two sponsors on your hockey team because of NFL protests. Tell me why that makes no sense.
Why does that matter in that conversation?
It doesn't at all. It doesn't at all. And then the idea of, oh, well, you know, we got to have a black face to represent us. Did Malcolm Jenkins see an opportunity to cash in? So he did. Now, Eric Reed further goes on to talk about how the NFL was going to come up with the money.
When I was involved with it, it was set up much like a player contract, heavily incentivized. It was unsustainable. There's no way that we would achieve the goal of reaching the maximum $89 million. First, they said that they would cut funding to breast cancer awareness and Salute to Service. I said, that's a terrible idea. Why would we undercut other worthy programs? Then they wanted to make it a matching program, so owners of the teams would only match what was donated by players. So if I put a dollar in, owners would put a dollar in. So the only way we get $89 million is if players donated $89 million. Well, I said, okay, I'm in San Francisco. I'm in Silicon Valley. I should be able to go to Facebook. I should be able to go to Google and fundraise. Nope, you can't do that. It has to come from the players' pockets. Then they took it a step further and capped that number at $5,000. So not only could I not fundraise, I can only invest $5,000. So basically, to get that maximum number, every single person in the locker room would have to donate $5,000. It just wasn't happening. It was unsustainable. It'd never be reached. And the last component was 90% of the funds had to be invested by players to make the next year viable. So if one team across the league doesn't invest 90% of what needed to be raised, the next year wasn't happening. That's what it was when I was involved in it. I removed myself. Who knows what it is now?
So first, the NFL was just going to reappropriate money from the breast cancer awareness and put it into the African American community. We're gonna rob Peter to pay Paul. Because, you know, they don't make enough money in the NFL that they could have a second worthy.
The most infuriating part to me about this whole thing was in this clip, how he says they're going to take money from the Salute to Service Fund. So you're mad that players are protesting because it offends veterans, supposedly.
But you're going to take money away from the veteran program.
But you're going to take money away from them.
Yep. Absolutely. Because the NFL owners are frauds. They're total frauds. They want to act like they're all about the military and honor the military. You just heard them say they were going to take money from breast cancer awareness, from the military salute to service. They're going to take money from different other other programs to divert it to this program instead of just creating new money for the program.
They don't have more money, Pat.
Oh, they have plenty. That's the thing. They're billionaires.
So stupid.
They make billions of dollars. They make more billions of dollars every year. But they act like, oh, well, you know, there's only so much money and we can't change, so we're just going to move this money from here to there. And then it's, oh, only the players can donate. It has to come from their own pocket. And then they can only donate up to $5,000 per player. Why would you put a cap on how much money a player could donate? I mean, why would you say, look, if you say, look, we're going to match $89 million for, we're going to match up to $89 million over, what, 10 years or whatnot, then why would you put a cap on what the player can donate? You've already set a cap on what you're going to donate.
So they don't reach it. That's why.
And when you heard him say, you know, everybody has to do it, and if 90% of the guys on one team don't do it, then that team doesn't have to match or whatnot. 53 guys times $5,000 is $265,000. Times 32 teams is almost $8.5 million. Over 5 years, that's 42.4. So over 10 years, it's 84.8. It's $85 million over 10 years, and then the owners would match their $85 million.
Yeah.
Their math that Eric lays it out, how the owners match the $89 million, it's not possible. Guys who come in and out of the lineup or in and out of the roster because of injuries and different signings, they all have to be included in the guys donating $5,000, or you can't actually make that number, and every single player has to do it. It was a giant Ponzi scheme. The NFL, you know, got their math wizards out with some sharp pencils, and they came up with a way to try to make the players think, oh, yeah, this will be a great program, but it's really a giant sham. Reed wasn't done yet. No. He still had more to say.
When I say neocolonialism, that's what I mean. It's funny, Terry Pegula said black figurehead, and that's literally the definition. When you use a black figurehead to push a white agenda and then hide behind that black figurehead to get your agenda accomplished. It's interesting. I got fined, got an interception overturned. We'll see how this appeal hearing goes next week.
So you are appealing?
I am.
Now, how great is that? He got fined from the week before when Zach Ertz charged at him. And he basically, you know, Ronnie Bassed him. He ducked his shoulder and sent him flying. He hit him with the Ronnie Bass. He got fined. Ertz didn't. Why'd he get fined? If Ertz doesn't charge him, there's no flip. He doesn't get a back body drop. But Ertz didn't get fined. Only Eric Reed got fined. That's pretty shady to me. And he basically just called out Malcolm Jenkins as being that black face that owners hide behind. And then leaned out why. And there's no reason to doubt Eric Reed on any of these things. And it also explains why things are never going to change in the NFL. Because at the end of the day, even the leaders get bought off. And that's why there's, what, 5 guys in the whole league who still protest? Because the rank and file have been told, don't protest, and the owners are going to give us some money. Now, where is that money gone? Because, you know, they haven't exactly you know, shown any kind of, you know, had any kind of media covering any kind of programs they're running. And you would think if the NFL is putting their money behind it, that they would want to make sure that this NFL camera is capturing the great work that the league is doing. So where's that money going? A lot of shady stuff here. And Eric Reed just opened the door and showed you how dirty it was. Straight heat.